Great. Do we have any questions from the audience? Any questions? So we've got one question. All right. Okay. It says, I hear over and over that we can start going through the steps once we put the food down. But if I knew how to put down the food, I wouldn't be in OA. How can I ever reach the miracle if I can never start the steps because I can't put the food down?
Great.
Anyone?
Ask that last part again, please.
How can I start the steps if I can't put the food down?
You come to a, for me, I came to a point where I was just so fed up. So fed up. I mean, I found a picture of myself where I was donating blood on behalf of a friend who had been killed in a snowmobile accident, and I had to go out that very day and buy clothes that fit. And when I saw the photo of myself, I was disgusted. I also knew that I was spending $100 a week on fast food. And I was losing my job and being laid off, so financially I couldn't do it anymore. And as somebody said, this is, you know, I spent more than $7,000 on diets and gym memberships and all kinds of stuff I never used, not to mention the amount of money on clothes and fast food and all that stuff. So financially I needed to try something that was going to work, and walking into the room didn't hurt me. It only helped, and I could relate. So I would say, you know, you've got to find your bottom, whatever that looks like. And, you know, you're here. You ask the question. So thank you for being courageous to do that. And you're here. Thanks.
One thing that I would suggest, that if you're asking the question, you're really on the verge of starting step one. Like the rest of us, you're powerless over the food. And if you're powerless over the food, then you're ready to take certain steps and you're just move on. And I would suggest you go to a meeting. And if you don't mind, I'd like to make a point about meetings. I'm in OA how, but I want to make a pitch for traditional OA. In my other life, I'm a journalist, and I've written several articles about food addiction. And one of the people that I interviewed was a gentleman named Phil Wordell. Some of you may recognize him. He's written many books about food addiction. He's maybe the most biggest expert on the question of food addiction in this country. He died a couple of months ago. And a few years ago, he estimated that there were about 50,000 people in How Life programs and about 50,000 people in traditional low rate.
Can you put the microphone?
We can't hear. I think maybe that mic is better.
Hold it close. Close to your mouth.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. So Phil Wordell said that there were about 100,000 people are doing our program, about 50,000 in traditional OA and about 50,000 in How-like programs. He himself was in traditional OA. And he said for a certain group of people, the spiritual power that they get from a traditional meeting is what can get them over the hump. For some people who are really hardcore, they need a How-like program. There's certainly quite a few people in this room who are doing traditional OA who have achieved extraordinary success. And I would suggest to people, if you're interested in getting involved, that you should, and you're not sure what you want to do, then go to both types of meetings and see what seems best for you. There isn't a single way to this, and both both kind of approaches can get us where we want to be, including the individual here who's struggling. And hopefully we can help you. Keep coming back.
That's a good point to bring up. There's, you know, traditional OA, and we're going to hear four panelists in the next session after our comedian. And those folks are going to be speaking from the traditional OA. So we're going to hear a mix. A lot of you have heard OA, how that works for some. It may not work for everyone. Just like traditional OA may work for some, may not work for everyone, and it's about unity. That's why we're here. I mean, we heard the chair, the former chair of Unity. I mean, we're all here because we all have a common problem and there's a common solution.